It's been nearly a year since the county shut down due to the coronavirus. We've had to make countless changes to our daily lives in education, social interaction, and business. But in the area of our healthcare, not all changes were for the worse. WAER's Maya Foch reports telemedicine seems like it will continue to grow.
Telemedicine. You've probably heard the term passed around, or maybe you've even used the tech yourself to meet a doctor over the phone. It's like how you use Zoom to attend work meetings, except instead of sharing your screen with coworkers, you're showing the doctor that funny mole you grew on your neck.
Hello?
Mei Kwong, the executive director with the Center for Connected Health Policy, has been singing the praises of telemedicine for years now. She thinks that there are many specialties that have been benefiting from it already. The main reason? It provides access to healthcare in many areas that were lacking.
Telehealth before COVID-19 was really considered a type of technology to be used in, for example, rural areas where they maybe had a shortage of like healthcare providers.
Even though the access benefits are plain to see, the technology really wasn't popular among providers before the pandemic. When the medical director for Excellus in Syracuse, Dr. Nicholas Massa, first heard of the idea, he wasn't so sure about seeing patients over the phone.
I had some hesitation about the whole concept because I think many of us think about healthcare as solely primary care and acute care.
A lot of people have these immediate concerns. It's confusing as a patient when you know your doctor won't be placing the stethoscope to your chest, testing your knee reflex, or wrapping the blood pressure cuff around your arm. And even if you get past those concerns, the technology still has its shortcomings. Family nurse practitioner Roman Batuk has observed these in his own practice.
It certainly has its limitations. For instance, I can't do a physical exam on somebody. It's limited to, you know, how quick the internet connection is, how savvy the person is.
But then COVID hit. And we couldn't receive care the way we always had. Back in March, it was no longer safe to see your doctor, whether that was for a yearly physical, for monitoring chronic conditions, or even for an elective procedure. So we were forced to do what we could, and providers, like Dr. Massa, began adopting telemedicine at a level no one could have anticipated.
Over a four-month period in 2019, maybe 1,600 visits a month for medical-related issues. And then in that same four-month period this year, at the height of the pandemic, more than 150,000 visits a month.
The uptake of the technology wasn't always smooth. There are connectivity issues, platform errors, and a steep learning curve for both physicians and patients. But over time, both knowledge and facility started to improve. The more people had to use it, the better they got at it. Even after doctors' offices started to open up a bit, one plus to the technology is that its benefits are only beginning to be explored. Nuanced benefits, like the ability to monitor chronic hypertension through an iPad, and even, as Batuk notes, through things like mental health.
Personally speaking, I would love to continue using telemedicine because it gives you an insight into that person's environment.
For example, doctors can now counsel an anxious person from the comfort of their own home or ask someone in a treatment for an eating disorder to show what their fridge is actually stocked with. Everyone we spoke with agrees that telehealth, going forward, should really just be another tool in the doctor's kit. You can't miss work, but you have to get a checkup? Call in during your lunch hour. Your kid's got a rash? Set up a click appointment with your dermatologist. Need to meet a mental health specialist from Syracuse, but you're from Sacramento? Meet them for a live, remote Zoom consultation. These are the types of visits that Dr. Massa hopes we'll be able to see moving forward.
We live in a very fast-paced, busy society. Technology has helped us make our lives easier, more efficient in many other areas. Why not healthcare?
So in the future, you may find that you're doing your doctor's visits more over a computer screen. We know the reach of telemedicine is limited, but it's proved its value over the past 9 months. And at this point, there's no reason it can't continue to help us out. Maya Foch, WAER.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.